that is done and accomplished in this time. We look to you, you the one who is perfect love. Thank you. We ask these things in the wonderful and beautiful Savior, in his name, Jesus. And all God's people said together, amen.
If you will all stand and worship the Lord with us. Singing is not my strength, but God tells us in our weakness, he makes us strong. We're going to be doing Christmas carols. We're doing all the verses. So if you could all sing along nice and loudly, it'll help us out. Christine's here to help. She has a beautiful voice. And let us just praise the Lord, praise Jesus in this time of Christmas when everything just seems so special and God speaks to us and people's hearts seem softer. May we praise him as we sing these carols. Some of these words are great. As we dig into some deeper meaning in the words to the songs. But let's just sing and let's just praise the Lord. I'll make a joyful noise and we can do this, right? Okay.
Where they Lonely
So, Father, we do thank you for that night, that silent night where love came into the world, where good news came into the world. We celebrate you. We celebrate that good news of love. And, Father, we do pray for our world, that the love that was declared, as the angel sang, would be heard. Oh God, how we need your hope, your peace, your joy, and your love in this world. We do pray your kingdom to come and your will to be done as we exalt the one who is love, Jesus. Thank you for these reminders this morning. Thank you for hearing our songs of praise. We celebrate you, the one who is perfect love. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you would remain standing, and if you have a Bible, open it to the book of James, to James chapter 1. as we would remain standing for the reading of God's word in honor of it. And as we would read God's word, we would dismiss the children from kindergarten to sixth grade for Children's Church and bless them as they go and look forward to their coming back here in a little bit to do the Christmas pageant for us so we are able to celebrate and remember the reason that we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. James writes, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Thank you for remaining standing. You may be seated.